from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We thank God for another day. The Lord's faithfulness is seen all through. Today is the 38th day in the month of May. The month of May is running to an end. How far have you gone? How far have you come? How far do you intend to go? What are the things that you are doing? What are the things that you are trying to do? We bless the name of the Most High God for His faithfulness upon our life. It has never been by power. It has never been by strength. It has never been by anything but by His grace. Praise God. Within the few days, 2 days to go, the sun of May will not set without delivering the good things that the Lord has assigned for the fifth month. In this fifth month, gracious grace of God will make things happen. Great and mighty things, you will see us through. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord is moving us forward. Despite all odds, God is still faithful. He will be faithful for us. He will be faithful in every way. The mighty hand of the Lord that opened up the womb to conceive Jesus Christ has many good things in stock for us. We will fulfill destiny. The grace of His coming into the world shall manifest upon our life positively in Jesus' mighty name. That is done. To everyone celebrating his or her birthday today, I say happy birthday. The devil may try, but the devil will not win the battle over us. We'll see many good years in Jesus' mighty name, and every year shall be better than the last. In the mighty name of Jesus, fresh grace and anointing upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, I celebrate and rejoice with as many that are celebrating one anniversary or the other. I rejoice with you. I heard somebody saying that it's his wedding anniversary. No matter the year, your wedding shall be blissful. It shall bring forth sweet-smelling odor. You will never regret getting married. For those of you that are celebrating your child dedication, oh, that boy is marking his birthday. You remember the day you gave back to him. You remember the day he was named. Those ones are the good anniversary. It will not turn sour in Jesus' mighty name. For that house dedication, that house shall be a peaceful abode. For that graduation, it shall bring forth good things unto your life and good memories in the mighty name of Jesus. And so on and so on. Whatever anniversary you are marking today, I rejoice with you. And I say, happy anniversary. From there, let's move to the word of the Lord. I want us to see, you know, in the church yesterday, we are talking about empowerment, to be empowered. Who and what empowers? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. You are empowered to do some things. You know, when you are empowered and you are not demonstrating that power, the power still remains useless until you put it into action. So I pray today that the word that is coming forth will enable you to move and make use of what the Lord has deposited in you. Let's look at the word of the Lord in the book of John chapter 15 verse 27. Empowered. Christ empowered. That's the name of our ministry. Christ empowered. When Christ empowers you, you manifest grace. You manifest glory. It's the grace. There's no other grace. You know, every one of us, even from childhood, we reside that. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Christ's empowerment. He empowered us. So looking into the book of John chapter 15 verse 26, say, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Let's look at that word, the Spirit of truth. Empowerment starts from that angle. The Spirit of truth. Are we operating in truth? Are we operating in truth? You know, one of the things, one of the titles, one of the personality of Jesus Christ is the way, is the truth, and the light. Then it will, everything equals to life. So looking at the world today, Jesus Christ was telling us, said, I will send the helper to you. Do we allow the helper to manifest in our life? That's where the challenge is. It's very easy to lie. To enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit, you must be determined to say the truth at all times. Not seldomly, at all times. First to yourself, then to others. Many people don't know that it's easier to lie to yourself. Very easy. The easiest thing is to lie to yourself. In my mother tongue, they will say, Ojema tonre. That is, you better don't deceive yourself. So the easiest thing is to lie to oneself before proceeding to others. He told us, he said, I will send the helper to you from the Father. That helper is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that will only help you to be saying the truth. It's the Holy Spirit that will come into your life when you open the door of your heart to Him. And it's the Holy Spirit that will be enabling us. Also, in my mother's tongue, they said, Aye ofe oto, aye ko otito. That is, the world resists the truth. The world resists the truth. They rejected it. But the word of the Lord say, well, you shall know the truth. And it's that truth that will set you free. So, it clearly shows that to be empowered means you are carrying a spirit. You are a being that is different from others. So others will hate you. Jesus Christ said it. He said, if they hate me, they will hate you. He said, if they revile me, they will revile you. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. So because of this, the empowerment is being lowered down. That's when some people will be telling you, you have to apply wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Anytime I hear that thing, it's clearly telling you that you have to bend a little. Brethren, the spirit of the Lord is the truth. We have to operate from the angle of truth. John 16:13. Say, how be it? John 16:13 says, how be it when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Let's look at that. The truth. The first thing to enjoy grace, to be empowered, you must be determined to say the truth. Sorry when necessary, because you cannot be right at all times. Please, when you are in need of assistance, thank you to appreciate the help. But what are we doing? When the Spirit is showing us the truth, the things that needs to be, we'll be doubting it within ourselves. If I say this, they will punish me. That was what happened to Peter. Peter denied Jesus. Many of us, we are denying Jesus. Even as pastors, at times we are seeing some things, physical things, and we don't want to lose them. So we have to bend. Some people know that they are lying. They are not telling you the truth. But if they thought within themselves, if I say the truth, I may lose this. He or she may not be right with me. That's why the word of the Lord said, the gift of a man maketh room for him. So, when we want to imbibe in the truth, you fully relied on the truth. Then the Holy Spirit will now come and guide you. He will cause you to know everything that is true. I remember somebody was talking to me one day and he said, you have to learn how to apply this. It's not everything. You don't call a spade everything. Bend a little. Do you know some people were blaming Leah Sharibu that she's supposed to bend a little so that she will come back to come and be serving God instead of telling them that she cannot bend? Do you know they said the same thing to Deborah Samuel, that when they asked her, renounce Jesus, she will renounce Jesus, come back home to come and be a joy herself, then you will apologize. Jesus will understand. Brethren, let's think about the life we are living in. Are we genuinely born again? Are we carrying the spirit of truth? Underline, the spirit of truth. When Christ empowered us, the first thing he said is, we must carry the spirit of truth, because the Holy Spirit is truth. What's empowering you? Let me stop there today. That's food for thought. Let's be thinking about it. Are you operating in the truth? Am I operating in the truth? Are we not using human wisdom? Because we don't want to lose that thing. Because we don't want to lose that brother or sister. Let's think about it. The Lord bless us in Jesus' mighty name. I say good morning or good day. Till tomorrow, by His grace, that I'll be coming your way. Before that time, I said the mighty hand of the Lord rest upon us. Victory is ours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234-90-380-2142 or +234-80-56-16-7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.